you.
Hey, if you're enjoying the Potty Slam podcast, you want to support us, check us out on patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcasts. Now into the ring we go. Konnichiwa, listeners. You're tuned into the Potty Slam. Do you tune in on a podcast? No, you download it. You have downloaded or are streaming the Potty Slam, a wrestling historical podcast where we talk about the locker room and beyond. Joined as usual is Josh.
Hello.
And April.
What up?
And we're going to mix it up this week. We're going beyond the locker room and the ring for someone who performs in the ring, Mr. Matthias Thrasher. How's it going, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm sure you guys are doing great, too, because you have such a fine guest.
Oh, okay. Well, right off the back, I love the confidence. I love confident people. The confidence is good. Confidence is up. So where can we find you?
You mean in the ring or in general?
Or in general. Actually, why don't we start there? Let's find out where all the social media places we can find you.
Well, for one, you can find me on Twitter at RadMartigan84 and on YouTube at RadMartigan.
Yeah. Excellent.
Pretty simple. Just drop the 84 for the YouTube thing.
Follow and like that, people. Trust me on that one.
Yeah, now, you probably should. It's a good idea.
Now, now you're going to be performing pretty soon, competing. When is that?
That's going to be September 14th. It's going to be a pretty quick one, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of more like a day off.
A day off? Who is the poor gentleman that will be facing you?
Oh, it's this guy named Joe King. I might have wrestled him pretty much every time I've wrestled for the last 4 years.
Now, I've been following your career. I would say I'm a fan of it. Would you say that his name is, it's kind of ironic that Joe King, that's what the match is going to be, right? It's just going to be a joke.
Oh, it's always a joke.
Well, now, I want to get to that. For anybody who doesn't know, you wrestle for what promotion again?
WBW, World Big Time Wrestling, based out of Northwest Ohio.
All right. And the match that you're having with Mr. King, when is that?
That is September 14th.
All righty. Now, why again? What have you got to prove? I mean, what does he have to prove?
See, I can't even answer that question. Why again? Like, why do I have to keep doing this? Like, every time we step in the ring, the outcome's no different. It's always me on top, always him looking like an idiot. But he just keeps coming and coming. And now he thinks he's some new version of himself because, you know, hey, good for him. I inspired him by all the beatings that he went to the gym. He got himself in shape, yet he looks great, but he's still mentally weak, and mental weakness is what holds him back. It makes me beat him every single time, and that's not going to be any different September 14th. So I don't even know why we're doing this.
So how did this rivalry start?
Well, that's, like I said, about 4 years ago. That's when our rivalry first started. He was just really cocky, arrogant, and I was the new young up and coming baby face. Yay. Everybody loved me guy. And I was we butted heads there and I ended up winning my first title off of him because we kept going at it, And I eventually, I beat him every time, even back then, but
so
yeah, he's just a guy that rubbed me the wrong way on arrogance.
So speaking of titles, I'm not personally very familiar with your career. Can I get like a list of accomplishments, titles you've won?
I was the WWE TV champion, which ended up turning into the light heavyweight champion. So, and then me and Joe were at one point, we mended fences for a while and we captured the tag team titles.
Very nice.
So you guys had success with each other. How come? What caused the falling out?
What caused the falling out is because I realized that all the success we were having was all on me. I was doing literally everything. And I figured if I was going to win matches with me doing everything, I might as well just win matches myself and not have to carry a sorry ass. So
that makes sense to me. I mean, now you, one of the things I've always wondered, because we're a little bit of a distance from you, so I haven't been able to go and watch your matches in person, but I've been able to see them online. You're the Boglins. Explain to that, you know, to me as well as anybody else who may be familiar with your career. What is it with the Boglins?
What is it with the Boglins? The Boglins are the most destructive force in pro wrestling history. That's what they are. But if I do have to explain what a Boglin actually is, it's a line of hand puppet toys from 1987, basically. But mine in particular have pro wrestling powers. They're pretty destructive.
I mean, you don't have to sell to me.
It's pretty amazing.
Okay, so let's talk about the night that everything changed. You guys are the tag team champions. And well, you decided that this wasn't working. You were sick of carrying him. Now, yeah. What go like a second by second. You are standing there and you have this opportunity to aid or destruct him. What's going through your head in that moment, and how did you feel after?
I went that match fully aware of what I was going to do, because I had been off for about 5 months due to an injury, because I protected Joe again because he was getting beat down. So I came to his aid. I ended up getting powerbombed on the apron, almost getting my back broken in the process. And I had a lot of time off to heal up and just look at past matches. And then I realized that any time that I was getting beat down, even before we became a tag team, like if the tables were turned, he was getting beat down. I was the first one out of the curtain to hit the ring. And when it's me on the receiving end of the punishment, the locker room comes out and he's always the last one come just sauntering out with no sense of urgency. So it was always a one-sided relationship.
Now, despite my views on turning your back on a friend, I'm wondering, is this going to continue? Are you two going to continue to battle here, or is this the penultimate ending of this?
Oh, this is going to actually be the ending, because the only reason I agreed to this match was because I told him, if you want to do this time, you want one more shot at me, you want to prove yourself, you think you're confident enough, put your career on the line.
Wow.
So, yeah. So when I beat him once more, finally, then I don't have to do this anymore, and I can move on to a more worthy opponent. Maybe win another singles title, which it will definitely be something I'm looking forward to.
All right, Matthias. I'm concerned, though. I know that you're a intellectual enough individual that you've probably at one point had the thought cross your mind, what are you going to do if he beats you?
See, that's not a thought that crosses my mind, because let me put this in video game terms. We're all gamers, right?
Sure.
So you ever had that video game that you just love going back and beating over and over because it's just something you can kind of just do thoughtlessly? Do you just want to get a little speed run in real quick?
Oh, Metal Gear,
That's what Wrestling Joe King is to me. It's just a walk in the park. It's a speed run. I try to beat my best record every time. That's all it is. And so I'm gonna fire up the console and I'm gonna do what I do always again.
Now, not to question your confidence here, but do you think perhaps you've crossed the line of confidence into cockiness? No, I mean, it sounds like you're perhaps overlooking your opponent here.
No. See, he's claiming that he's a new version of himself, but again, go with the video game references. He's just reskinned himself. That's all it is. It's just going to be the same old shit.
Yeah,
he has nothing new to offer. He's, if anything, he's going to be a lot lighter, so I can throw him around even easier.
Yeah, that's his big thing here, is that he lost a couple pounds, which is, I guess that's a good thing, right? I mean, whatever.
That's great. Everybody loves a comeback story, but unfortunately for them, I'm writing this story, and I'm going to be the one that ends it. So the last chapter is going to be done by me.
How long do you think it'll take you?
I'm going to let this one ride out a bit, because if it's going to be the last time that I get to play this game, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to have a lot of tools at my disposal. I'm going to savor every moment.
Dish that punishment out and make sure that, you know, his career is done. You want to make sure that he never even considers the idea of a comeback, because you'd be there.
Yeah, I don't want to, since it's going to be his last time, I want him to at least have a few minutes in the ring, because, you know, he does love this, and I mean, I'm ultimately put it to an end. So he can have a few extra minutes in there, but it's going to be not fun for him.
Now, you had mentioned an injury earlier when we were talking about when you were tag teaming. Was that the worst injury that you've had so far wrestling, or have there been worse, or maybe equally as awful injuries?
That's the only one I've ever lost, missed any shows for. So,
yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, other than that, I'm pretty sturdy.
Very nice.
So we've got a career on the line, September 14th. In Ohio. Where in Ohio are we talking?
Mm-hmm.
We're in Ohio.
Northwest Ohio, Toledo area.
Okay. You want to give the venue? Let people know where they can buy the tickets and see you perhaps end a career.
Yeah, that'll be at the Skyway Rec Center in Oregon, Ohio, September 14th.
Very cool. I have one. I don't know. If we have any more questions, I do have one more question for you. If you look into the future, you know, maybe it like hitting the big time, WWE, AEW, NXT, do you have, is there like a dream opponent that you have?
A dream opponent?
Yeah. Who would you really, really like to work with? Who would you like to wrestle?
Well, obviously, that's easy for me. It would just be Chris Jericho, because he's the reason why I wrestle. So
very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, he's the one that I went from just an ambitious dreamer. Then I read his book, and I was already pretty up there in age, but I decided to actually go get training, get it done. So
nice.
It's all Chris Jericho.
Very cool.
Well, fans, make sure you take that trek to Northwest Ohio September 14th to see Matthias Thrasher take on Joe King. I don't think he's Joe King about beating him. Ha ha, I'm funny. But I want to thank you, Matthias.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
So
can I be nice now?
Yeah, we can be nice now.
Yeah. It's hard to be mean.
It is.
Is it kind of fun though? Like I feel like if I got to play a heel in it, like if I was, you know, wrestling or just in real life, if I just got to be really mean to people.
It's called the DMV.
I would probably enjoy that. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, once I turned heel like a year ago, everybody's like, why did you do this like a long time ago? Just because I'm like really witty and I can think of funny stuff to say. Uh-huh. And I just somehow got stuck being a baby face for like 8 years.
Mm. 8 years? Holy wow. Shit.
So how long have you been wrestling for 8 years then, or has it been longer?
Yeah, well, I started training in 2010.
Wow.
And then I had my first match in 2011. And I started working a few matches and was getting comfortable in the ring, but then my son was born, so I kind of took some time off because babies need like to be kept alive.
Sure.
Yep. True. I hate that about babies.
Yeah, I did that for a bit. Then after about 3 years, I was feeling itch again, and I was actually just randomly jogging down my neighborhood. And I looked over, and there was a dude with a wrestling ring in his backyard. I'm like, what the hell? So... like, what's this? And I was always like, maybe I'll just see somebody outside. I ran past like every day because I'm not the kind of guy that just knocks on people's doors. Like, hey, is that a wrestling room? And then one time I was jogging past and I saw two people running around in the ring. So I went up there all awkwardly, like, are you guys doing pro wrestling? It's like, I'm a wrestler. And I looked like a biggest mark ever because I had like a Daniel Bryan shirt on.
Nice.
Can I play with you guys too?
I did that before. I would really love to do it again.
So is that where you trained kind of, or was there another place you had trained at?
I trained at the Glass City Pro Wrestling Academy. And then after having 3 years off, I kind of just would go to, they had somewhat of a school set up there for WBW when it was just getting started. And I would just kind of go up there and just kind of retrain myself while helping other younger kids and stuff.
Now I hear that. Then, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I know. I was pretty much done.
Because I don't know if you listened to the episode. We actually had the Cajun Crippler, Cody Laveau, on here.
Yeah.
And we had talked to him a little bit about what it's like to train. And I'm wondering if it's the same with you. Like when you, it's got to be brutal to do the training 3 years off, then come back. Yeah, I'm sure you had to build up those back calluses I hear about all over again.
Yeah. How did
actually I never really, like, the physical side of it I never had any problems with. It's like I've always, like, pretty much kept myself in good shape. Yeah, I guess, like, I guess physically, like, the rope running at first hurt me a little bit. It was like I didn't expect, like, that, just like rib torture. But like back bumps and stuff, that never really bugged me. It was all just like kind of like mental stuff, especially coming back. Because, you know, I was like 26 when I started training it. So I was already getting it pretty late. And then I was like in my 30s by the time I started coming back. So I was like, this kind of like thing, like, should I even be like trying this? Cause I'm like, I'm already 30, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But, yeah. And I still, like, before I quit, I still like didn't really have like a style down, or I had like the beginnings of a character, but I was still just kind of the young guy, like just trying to do moves I saw and that's the main thing I focused on when I first started training again, was I wanted to get down like a particular style and just kind of work my character in from there.
Now, when you were,
and then it could be goofy with it.
When you were learning everything, I've always assumed that there's probably somebody you look to for like the technicality, the wrestling, and then there's got to be somebody you look at as the character. It was that for you? Like, I know you mentioned Chris Jericho. Was that for him? Like, was he the guy that you looked at in every way? Like, if I could be like any wrestler, it's just like him? Or is it like you were looking at, for example, Mysterio or Daniel Bryan?
I was at first, it was just 100. I was just 100% pretty much Jericho clone. Like, I down to the like leather pants and everything. My finishing move for Forever was a code breaker.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's I did stand up for a while, and I always kind of feel like there's a similarity between stand up and wrestling, in that you kind of start out mimicking the person you look up to, and then you start developing your own style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, also, like at first, it was definitely the Chris Jericho thing. And when I came back after the time off, I was I started watching a lot of New Japan, and I got really into that, like, that strong style, and like that's when I kind of developed like my own style, because I really like just that like hard hitting style. Like, I'm not like much of a flippy guy. I'm not just a big fan of that style, just personally. Nothing to, not knocking it or anything, it's just not me. And yeah, I just kind of I fell in love with that. So like I got really into pre-WWE Nakamura.
Yep.
I say that. And I just, yeah, then I kind of became like a Chris Jericho Nakamura hybrid kind of guy.
That's the beauty of the art of wrestling, is there is something for everybody. If done correctly, you can find your high spot type people who like that. That's going to be a part of the show, and the big guys hitting each other and technical wrestling, and So a good show just put, I think, is when it can kind of feed a little bit to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Then once you like get into it a little bit more, get comfortable, then you can kind of like experiment, I guess you could say. That's absolutely what I did with the whole Boglin thing. Like, nobody understood it. Nobody knew what the hell a Boglin was. Right. And now, like, it was basically like a challenge. Like, I have this stupid idea. I'm going to get it over. And, I got to credit Joe a lot for that, because I wouldn't even have been able to even attempt to do any of the stuff I was doing with the Boglins if he wasn't like my opponent the whole time.
And again, it's like the similarities between comedy and wrestling. It's getting a thing over or a joke over. It's just interesting. I always find it interesting, the parallels between comedy and wrestling, and yet you can find comedic wrestlers. There's another thing that you have people, you know, another style that's worked.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
comedy wrestling is great. I think it's not for everybody, obviously.
Right, right.
If it's done right, like another thing, like the cosplay wrestling I do is almost the same thing.
That's how I became a big fan of Colt Cabana. He just is, I think, one of the best comedic wrestlers out there.
Yeah,
and I think it's good to have something like that, because if all you have are, well, like Brock Lesnar's, you're going to get bored real quick.
Oh, but you do need him.
I don't disagree. Mm. So, out of character, what would you say, what do you want in the next, we'll say, 10 years? Is there something, do you see yourself moving to any of these bigger, like, promotions, or like, what do you want in your professional wrestling career in like the next 10 years?
I see people calling me crazy, but I don't want any big time accolades or anything. I'm pretty much just like, I always tell people, like, I'm a dad before I'm a wrestler, so I'm not going to get in any situation that would take away time from my son. So I'm pretty much just a weekend warrior. I'm content with what I'm doing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
but of course, I'm going to keep doing the cosplay wrestling conventions. I'll travel for those. Those are that's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
If you can do it, if you can do something you love, you win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And I mean, yeah, being a dad of two, like, I know what you mean. Like, the idea of going on those types of schedules that those guys do is just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Do you
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Do you eat a pretty disciplined diet?
Some. I try, but then, like, I eat pizza and drink beer on the weekends. So.
Cool.
So.
All right. Cool. Because I want to get into some just fun questions, like favorite fast food.
Favorite fast food?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I guess it'll be my go-to after wrestling shows, because I kind of like the week leading up, I'll like really torture my body to make it like so I can be really cut, and then afterwards I'll go to Burger King and eat like 18 rodeo burgers.
Man after my own heart.
That's right.
Favorite beer?
Ooh. Favorite beer? Oh, well, right now, currently the beer I'm drinking is my favorite beer, but it will change. Right now I'm drinking a Southern Tier Brewery pumpkin.
Ooh.
Ooh. Sliding into the fall season then.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's like $15 for a 4-pack.
Holy shit.
Wow. Yesterday actually we went out for dinner and they had Ichabod on tap, so I was like, well, I gotta have it.
Right.
Yeah.
Man.
And then the Christmas ales are gonna come out in a couple months. Oh, excited.
No. Yep. What's your favorite TV series right now?
My favorite TV series right now?
Yeah.
Does anime count?
Sure.
If it's on TV.
I guess I've been addicted to JoJo's Bizarre Adventure for the last like 3 months. So.
Okay.
That's current. That's my current one.
Nice.
Last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw? Friday the 13th, Part 4. I just watched it like an hour ago.
Good choice.
Nice.
How about, before we go into my question, I actually talked about something recently online and I just wanted your take on it. So April and I watched Sleepaway Camp for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I commented on that. The ending.
Yeah, we are 80s horror nuts, but we had never seen that movie. And I put it on. We're like, this is good. This is good. This is kind of okay. And then
this is turning weird. Like, okay, this is odd. And then we hit the end. And I think it like credits started to roll and we just sat quietly and looked at each other like, what just happened? You see,
yeah, this is the first time I saw that. I lost it. It was like, I was like the only one awake in my house at like 3 a.m. and I'm like drunk cackling. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was the funniest shit.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite 80s film then?
80s horror film? 80s
film? Oh, horror film or just 80s film?
80s film. Let's go with that.
Yeah, Willow.
Willow. Okay. Called.
That's Rad Mardigan.
Yeah.
We share a love for Willow. And you mentioned it earlier, and I'm inclined to ask your favorite video game. I'm sorry.
Favorite video game? Xenogears, actually.
Good choice. Josh bummed that game off of me.
Xenogears?
Yeah.
I thought you did. No, Xenoblade was it.
Yeah. Same.
I get my Xenos mixed.
Xenogears PS1.
Very nice.
One of the best games by Squaresoft, I would say.
So why don't you give
up? Especially would have had time to finish it.
Wait, so you've never finished it?
No, I said I wish they would have had time to finish it instead of just like the second disc being like, it's story time.
Yeah, I agree.
Sit back.
So I was going to ask you your favorite current wrestler. It's probably just Chris Jericho, but we'll ask that question.
My favorite. I don't know if I would consider Jericho my current favorite. Okay. So he's just my favorite of all time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Current favorite.
But I guess my current favorite wrestler is the reason why I don't watch WWE anymore because of the way he's being booked is Drew McIntyre.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
So actually, my ever since I like turned heel, I kind of like been like wrestling more like Drew McIntyre. One person called me Thrash McIntyre once.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's a good heel.
I might have changed my finish to a Claymore kick. There you go.
Perfect.
Well, I'm just curious. How tall are you?
I'm only like 6 foot.
Here I'm wishing I was 6 foot. So.
I'm Chris Jericho's exact height.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, gotta add about 4 or 5 inches to me.
Have you seen Fozzy live?
No, I haven't. I was actually, that's like a story, actually.
Okay.
I was with my brother in Cleveland. He was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to see a Raw. It was like one of the Raws like before Survivor Series when Evolution was really popular.
Okay.
And Lillian Garcia was like, she's like, after the show, she's like, go to blah 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 club for a free Fozzy show for ticket holders. And I was like, dude, you want to go to this Fozzy concert? We're like, yeah. I was like, we don't know anything about like downtown Cleveland, so we're like, let's just walk there.
Oh no.
And then we're walking and there's this like homeless guy comes up to me like, hey brother, what are you doing? And I'm like with my like 11-year-old brother and I'm like only like 20 and I'm like nervous, like we're good. Going to this club. He's like, oh, you're going the wrong way, man. It's over here. And like, I was like certain that I was right.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he was like going to try to like lead me to an alley and like kill me. I'm like, no, we're good. Like, I know where I'm going. He's like, nah, man, for real. Like, come over here. And like, and I was like, okay. And he was just a nice guy that just led us right to where we needed to go. I was like, we get there. I'm thinking like, I'm going to see this free concert. And they're like, no, there's no free entry with this. What are they talking about? So I'm like, what the hell? Like,
aww.
I braved the mean streets of Cleveland for nothing.
Thanks, Lillian.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. God.
Well, not to brag, but all three of us got to see Fozzy, years ago?
No.
About a year ago.
Yeah.
So.
It was very good.
It was very fun.
I would go just to see Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's, even if you don't like Fozzy's music, he's such a good entertainer that, mm-hmm. yeah, the show is great.
Yeah.
The kid knows what he's doing.
Yeah, for real.
So why don't you plug yourself one more time?
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, like I said, Twitter, at RadMardigan84. There's YouTube. Just Rad Mardigan. That's just kind of my YouTube page is kind of like chaos. It's like there's like all my wrestling stuff, and then there's like random Boglin skit videos, and then it's just like, here's a bunch of 80s cartoon intros. It's just so it's like a nostalgia wrestling man baby playing with toys page.
Nice.
All right, well, we'll put those links up on the Facebook group page. We'll even, I think we should put the Boglin's stuff up, a YouTube video up there for people to see as well.
Absolutely.
September 4th.
Oh, yeah, and the cosplay wrestling stuff's up there too.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there we go.
We didn't really get to talk about that, but.
Well, then I guess we'll have to have you back on.
Yeah, we could talk about cosplay wrestling and how I dick flipped Joey Ryan.
Wow.
What?
That's a teaser. A teaser.
Ooh.
A dick teaser, if I've ever heard.
Yes.
I've been dick teased.
We've all been dick teased. So September 14th, make the trek if you're in the Midwest area.
Yeah, you should. Then the Joe King draws nigh.
Joe King versus Matthias Thrasher. You guys better check it out, or you're gonna hear from me personally.
And if you can't make it, it'll be up there the next day on youtube.com/Rod Monaghan.
There you go. Thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll have you back on.
That sounds good.
I want to take the time to thank Josh for putting this show together. He did all the booking. He got in touch with the guest. Two guests, it didn't work out quite the way we had hoped, but it did work out. I really, really appreciate you putting in the legwork and the hard work putting this together.
Oh, it's no problem. And life happens. That we wanted to have Joe on, but, you know, life. And so that's, you know, yeah, this is something I was at work one day. The idea crossed my mind. I've never heard of anybody talking about this stuff on a podcast. So.
Yeah, really appreciate your hard work on the show. Yeah, you as well, April.
Thank you.
It's the love fest in here.
Oh, God, let's just give each other hugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Every once in a while, there is some asshole.
A presentation of Beer City Media.